Yeah, it's fun. I mean, James is a great friend. He's been a great player for us for a long time. Kept in touch with him over the years. He's one of my favorite teammates. You know, a guy who really, I think, exemplifies what it means to be a Packer on the field, in the community, in the locker room, and we're happy he's back.
Will it take any time for you guys to get back in sync, do you think?
What did he say?
I was so far away, I have no idea.
I hope not. You know, I think it might take a little bit to get back with the terminology and the route running and stuff, but we played together for a long time and completed a lot of passes to him, a lot of touchdowns, so I feel good about him being out there.
What does he bring to the offense? What can he do that maybe, is there something you were lacking that he can bring? What do you think?
Yeah, stability, I think, is the biggest thing. You know, I've talked about it in this circle a number of times about you got to do it in practice until we can really trust you to do it in a game. And James has done it in a game for years and done it in practice many times as well. So that's how the continuity starts with the quarterback. It starts with a strong desire to prepare to be successful, and then the ability to execute on the field in practice, and then obviously go out and do it in the game.
Is there a stronger bond between the two of you because of your Northern California connection?
He's more Central Californian, okay, but he would say NorCal. But I like to say that anything above San Francisco is the real Northern California. He knows that. But yeah, I mean, it's great to have another Cali guy out here, and he's a great guy. You know, him and his wife have been great in the community for a long time and been good friends of mine. So I'm just excited he's back.
What was your initial reaction when they said that James was coming back to Green Bay? I mean, you might have been a little surprised by that, the way the organization has built rosters in the past.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I was surprised he got cut in New York because I know he can still play. I mean, he played last year at a high level, had a lot of catches in that offense, and not surprised he got cut. When he did, I was kind of hoping he was going to be hopping on a plane to come out here, and then I saw you guys caught him at the airport, so I figured that was a good sign.
You guys have had division rival look any more different defensively than what the Bears are doing?
I don't think so, Mark. I think you look at that, the roster, there's not a lot of names you recognize playing against. So it's a lot of new faces, new coordinator, new head coach, new scheme. So it's going to be extra preparation. A lot of times when you get in these games, you know, you've played against them so many times, the same defenses. It's more just a refined preparation. But this is kind of like when you're playing one of those every 4 year games against an AFC, you know, East or South opponent that you don't see a whole lot. So you got to put some extra preparation in.
With this long running rivalry, Coach mentioned educating some of the younger guys. Do you really need to inform them, or do they get it?
I think ignorance is bliss sometimes with those guys. I mean, they don't really know it. They get out there and they feel it, and it kind of helps them amp it up a little bit. The energy level will be great. You know, it's a great crowd, a great place to play. We've had a lot of success there recently, and so we'd like to keep that going.
You've scored a boatload of points on that team in the last few years. Is it realistic to expect that kind of production, given what you just said about unknowns and things like that?
Kevin Garnett said in the finals a few years ago, he said, anything is possible. So, I mean, anything is possible when you're playing the first game of the year. There's going to be unscouted looks. There's going to be potentially guys running open, potentially guys running free in the backfield at you. So you just have to kind of be able to react quickly to everything. We'd like to think that we can, you know, be efficient and be successful from the start, but there's always moving pieces and things you got to work through. Hopefully we can work through them enough to get the win on Sunday.
Given that, what kind of linebacker do you think Jared Allen's going to be?
Well, it depends. I don't expect him to be doing a whole lot of dropping. I mean, he has a potential to be a Hall of Fame outside rusher, you know, not outside linebacker.
Aaron Randall's over there saying, you know what, I'm in some pain, but I'm going to play because I need to play. What does that mean to you when you hear one of your guys say something like that?
It means he's a Packer. That's how we do things. You know, we lace it up. We put our bodies on the line for our team, and it was a tough injury for him, especially playing three plays in a game that didn't count in the win-loss column. But, you know, he's done a good job with his rehab, and we're hopefully he's going to be feeling better as the week progresses.
What made you and Randall Cobb so successful over the last couple of years? I think five touchdowns the last three games with him. What makes you so successful against the Bears, you think? I know it's going to change this year with a new staff. But.
Yeah, it's matchups. You know, it's whoever's got the matchup, the ball usually goes to, and you know, he's had some good matchups over the years. He made some great plays. You look at the catches he's made. He had a catch up there in the our sideline end zone. It was a great catch for a touchdown. He ran a great route on the other end zone for a corner touchdown. And then Yeah, right before the half, the sixth touchdown was a pretty incredible catch. So he's made some plays for us, and that's what he does. You know, he lines up, he runs good routes, and he makes plays when he's got the opportunity.
Is it a different feeling?
Leading defenses and finding spots. Is he one of those guys that kind of has that innate feel to find spots?
Yeah, I mean, that's why he gets the ball. You know, the open guy gets the ball, he's open a lot. So he's going to hopefully be open even more now that Jordy's down.
Is it a different feeling, though, opening the season against such a big rival right off the bat?
I think so, yeah. It's a different feeling. We haven't had that. We've had a couple NFC West opponents the last couple of years. And, it'll be nice to really go in with a game that you know means a lot in the standings. It means a lot in the first goal, which is, you know, winning your division. You know, we got to take care of these division games. The road ones are tough. You know, you got three difficult places to play. You got the new, you know, where Minnesota's playing and the way they're playing. You have Detroit with the kind of the crowd energy they've been generating the last few times up there, and the defense and talent they have on offense. And then you have Chicago with the new staff and Jay and all the weapons they have. It's going to be a tough test for us.
The last 3 years, this team started 1-2. How important is it to not start 1-2?
I mean, Mike says it's important, so that's kind of the company line. I mean, we made the playoffs the last. You tell me how many years, won a division 4 straight years. So we find a way to make it happen. We make it a little bit difficult on ourselves. You know, we've talked about how important these games can be. You know, we lost to Seattle last year in the opening weekend. That game would have been at home last year had we won that one. So, you know, it's things like that come around at the end of the season, but we're a long way from there. But these games are important. Every division game is extremely important, and you'd like to start the season out for Mike's peace of mind a little bit better, I think.
Aaron, you guys as a team have been in this position before. Very high expectations as you go into a season. Is it hard to keep answering that standard, that bell, or is it a challenge that it's exciting to be a part of?
Yeah, we love it. I mean, that's how we want it. It's just title town. There's a reason that's the nickname. Expectations are always high from the fans, from you guys, from the fantasy football owners, and from the, you know, pundits out there. We like it like that. You know, we're a team that has a lot of confidence in itself. We don't get too high or low with the hype from outside. We just try and focus on the things that we can control, and that's the preparation and the cohesiveness that we have in this locker room, and go on the field and try and put together a good product.
A lot of unfamiliar defensive players, but the coordinator you've seen in the past, and what are the key characteristics that he brings in?
No, he's a great coach. You know, he has his team prepared all the time. They didn't do a whole lot in the preseason, so I'm sure they have a good plan for us. But, you know, he's always got his guys in good position to be successful, and his guys make plays for him.
Should you have to refer to the 49ers tape?
What to refer to the 49ers tape to prepare for what Vic might throw at you?
Yeah. It's not really any of those guys you're going to be playing against, but you watch schematically for some of the things, and then, you know, obviously put on the Chicago preseason film. But there's the first couple games, there's always unscouted looks and things you got to be prepared for, and you got to trust your preparation and your reactions in order to make the proper plays.
Drew Moore, friend.
Were you surprised last week when Mike was so blunt last week at the Chamber of Commerce lunches?
What's he supposed to say? It's a bunch of Packer fans. Hey, Mike, you know, Mike's our leader. We love him. And, you know, I don't think he meant anything by it. That's what you're supposed to say, though. You know, we're a confident bunch.
What was the flight suit all about? Can you give us the background on that and how you got a hold of that thing?
You have to ask John Kuhn about that.
Is the victory over the Bears any sweeter than any other divisional win?
No, they're all sweet.